The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. The world doesn't see us as they once did. They used to see a big nation blessed by God, but now they see a nation living under the curses of iniquity. More importantly, what does God see when He looks at America? Whether you want to admit it or not, there is a God that saw to it that America became an independent nation, and that this same God saw to it that we became the greatest and the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, economically and militarily, as well as a very religious nation. But God also is seeing to it that as we drift farther and farther from our Maker, that we are losing our birthright blessings, all of those blessings that God promised that would be ours, not because we deserve them, but because He promised them to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, which we are the descendants of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, the United States and the British people. God also foretold this 3,500 years ago, and here is some of what God sees when He views America. Notice what it says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 45. We only want to take one verse here right now. But it says this: Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep His commandments and His statutes which He commanded you. God says we're living under curses. My friends, this is and this was a dual prophecy. It was for ancient Israel, and it is for modern-day Israel today, the United States and the British people. But they ignored God's law, and so have we. We even kicked them out of every place that we can. Many curses came upon our ancestors, and they were destroyed, taken captive by the Assyrian Empire many years later after God gave this prophecy. Many curses have and are coming on America, and they are overtaking us. Yes, they are a heavy burden to us. We are all suffering as God said we would. When God looks at America and the British people today, He sees the many curses we are living with and living under. In Jeremiah 30, verse 6 through 7, notice what God had to say here. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hand on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? This is not describing a good time for our nation, and it is for our nation and the British people. Verse 7 continues here, Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. This is just a glimpse of what God sees in America. But He sees much more. God continues to tell us in verses 12 and 13 why we are living under so many curses. For thus says the Eternal, Your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. Now, do we think that our wounds are severe? I don't think that anyone in our nation would say we are only suffering light afflictions. But they are in comparison to what they will be if our nation doesn't turn to God and repent. And as I've said so many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, that's why we are living under curses, is because we have forsaken our God. Verse 13 continues here, says, There is no one to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicine. We can print and borrow dollar after dollar, but that will not solve even our financial problems. And what are we going to do about our moral and our spiritual problems? We have no healing medicines or remedies for our many ills, physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally, all because we won't change our moral and our spiritual condition. God even tells us why we have the problems we have. Continuing here, verses 14 to 15 of Jeremiah 30, All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. This is coming, my friend. Our lovers haven't totally forsaken us yet, but they will. God says they're going to do it, and they will do it. And times are going to get much worse for America unless we repent. Repent of breaking God's law, kicking them out of every place that we can, and even to a great degree out of the churches today. Verse 15, why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. God tells us why we are living under so many curses. And he told our forefathers that this would come to pass if they didn't obey him. And my friend, that applies for us today as well. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 26, notice what God has to say here. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and on your descendants forever. God is speaking of all the curses which we would bring on us because of our many sins. Verse 47 continues, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Have we as a nation, at least for the last 50 to 60 years, appreciated the good land? Have we and are we serving our God, or is it self, or I may ask, are we serving Satan? Yes, we have taken this God-given land, the breadbasket of the earth, and the many blessings and prosperity we have enjoyed, and God's divine protection for granted. We have taken it all way too lightly, my friend, at least for the last 50 to 60 years. We at one time, for many years, were thankful for the bounty of heaven. But are we today? God warned us not to forget our God when we come into prosperity. But that's exactly what we have done. We are paying a heavy price for that, and it will get much heavier because we won't listen to our Maker. God had this to say about our nation more than 2,000 years ago. Notice in Isaiah 1, beginning in verse 1, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and King Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. God is speaking about the whole 12 tribes of the nation of Israel at that time, and it certainly means for the two main tribes of Israel today, Ephraim and Manasseh. Verse 3, God says, the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. God is telling us that we don't know our Maker. That isn't a good assessment of America, is it? Not knowing the one that begot us, the one that has blessed us with all of these many blessings, the one that has protected us and given us the best land on the face of the earth. Verse 4, alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the anger of the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. God is telling us that we have just forsaken and forgotten our God, and we have turned away backwards, going our own way. Verse 5, why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed up, or bound, or soothed with ointment. Is Jesus Christ describing what he sees about his people, America and England? And that was Jesus Christ that did the speaking here, the one that became Jesus Christ? Well, yes, he is. And it is not a good assessment of our nations. Verse 2, want to repeat some of this and expound on it just a little more. God says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. God says we have rebelled against God. Can we deny that? Of course not. Obeying God hasn't brought us to a miserable state that we find ourselves in. It is rebelling against God, rebelling against his word, wanting to go our own way, wanting to go the way and having gone the way that seemed right to us, instead of going the way and reading and living by the instruction book that God gave us and a set of laws to direct our path and to give us a good life. Verse 3, the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider. God says our domestic animals know their master, but Israel doesn't know God. What a tragedy, my friend. What a tragedy. You might want to ask yourself, do you know God? Do you know the true God? Do you worship that true God? Are you trying to obey that true God and live by His word? Verse 4, alas, sinful nation. Notice God says we are a sinful nation, not a religious, not a Christian nation. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. Christ said we are heavily weighed down with iniquities or sin, and indeed we are. Verse 4 also said, we have forsaken the Lord. God is telling us a few things about our nation that He sees when He audits us. It is not a positive assessment. Yes, this was Jesus Christ, the God of the Old Testament, speaking these words. He sees exactly what He prophesied 2,500 years ago. Verse 5 continues, why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faints. Jesus Christ and God the Father sees a sick nation morally and spiritually when He looks at us. He says the whole head, meaning our government, is sick morally and spiritually. No real soundness in our ways. No real standard or set of laws to live by. Why? Well, because our government has kicked God and His laws out of every place that they can. In Jeremiah chapter 3, it gives us a glimpse as to how God sees us as well. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1. They say if a man divorces his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's, may he return to her again? Would not that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return to me, says the Lord. Even God says we have forsaken him and we have turned to idolatry. God says if you'll return to me, He says I'll return to you and I will deliver you. He says, lift up your eyes to the desolate heights and see, where have you not lain with men by the road? You have sat for them like an Arabian in the wilderness. You have polluted the land with your harlotries and your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. You have had a harlot's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. That certainly seems to be describing our nation, doesn't it? We aren't ashamed of our financial condition. We aren't ashamed of our moral and our spiritual condition and all of the other problems that we have. Well, my friends, if you'd like to understand more about what God sees when He audits America, we invite you to call us and request the article, Why Does Mankind Suffer? Just call us, Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request your article, Why Does Mankind Suffer? Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can also download and listen to pre-recorded programs. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up in your area.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.